With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Democrat National Convention officially nominates Kamala Harris for the president in Chicago. Speaking at a rally in Milwaukee, Harris thanked the party.
To everyone in Chicago and across America, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Former President Obama spoke Tuesday night.
It is good to be home, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling fired up.
He also made some crude jokes in reference to former President Trump. Also at SRNnews.com, the top of the GOP ticket spent time in a couple of important swing states on day two of the Democrat National Convention.
Speaking in Howell, Michigan, former President Donald Trump says crime will be out of control under a Harris administration.
If she's allowed to be the president of the United States, you'll see levels of crime that you've never seen before.
To Wisconsin and VP candidate J.D. Vance, he brought up crime when he was asked about the Democratic Convention.
The contrast between the public safety policies of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump is really striking, and it's almost a joke to me that they held it in Chicago, which has become the murder capital of the United States of America.
Vance called for tougher prosecutors and pledged to end what he called frivolous lawsuits against police. I'm Shelley Adler.
Former President Trump says he would consider Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for a role in his administration. Tuesday, the former president spoke with reporters where he said he likes and respects RFK and probably would consider him for a job with the administration if he wins. He also referred to him as a brilliant guy. He said he'd be honored if Kennedy chose to endorse him. This is SRN News. Those who choose to work for the Harris campaign must make some choices.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered nine options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious organizations are taking Tim Walz to task for the restrictions he placed on them during the pandemic. Harris's vice presidential running mate is governor of Minnesota. He shut down the state in 2020, including churches. The Catholic League points out that Walz issued an executive order limiting churches to 10 persons per service, but he allowed up to 50 persons to go to malls and thousands to protest for Black Lives Matter. This is SRN News. Wall Street's upward climb ended Tuesday as all three indexes fell.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, breaking an eight-day winning streak. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Tuesday. The index is about 1% below the all-time high it set last month. The Dow fell 61 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Drops for NVIDIA and Boeing weighed on the market. The parent company of Hawaiian Airlines jumped more than 11% after clearing a regulatory hurdle in its combination with Alaska Airlines. Treasury yields ease in the bond market ahead of a speech by Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
The former Minneapolis police officer convicted in association with the death of George Floyd is now in Texas. Tuesday, Derek Chauvin was relocated from a transfer facility in Oklahoma to a minimum security federal prison in Big Spring, Texas. The change comes the same day that a fellow former police officer was released from prison. More details at SRNnews.com.